White, W.C. White, Mary. Rome, New York, August 16, 1876. Dear Willie and Mary, we are now entertained by an excellent family newly converted to the faith. The appointment was sent by telegram to Rome that Mrs. White would speak to the people August 15th. But a fearful cold developed itself in hoarseness, so that we decided it would be presumption to attempt to address hundreds of people under the large tent. After arriving at Rome, we found handbills and advertising that Mrs. White would speak that evening. I felt somewhat anxious, but tried to commit my case to the Lord. I found Brethren Canwright and Whitney had not the least idea of releasing me from my appointment. About 1,000 assembled under the tent, as intelligent-looking people as we ever have seen assembled together. I spoke from these words, "Behold, what manner of love," etc. 1 John 3, verse 1. I spoke with freedom for about 40 minutes. There was deep feeling in the meeting. Up to the present time, there has been but very little opposition. But the ire of the ministers of the churches is now arousing as they see their members leaving them. The truth has taken some from every church. One lady died who embraced the truth. She belonged to the Methodist Church. But when that church was asked for in which to conduct the funeral services, it was refused. The Baptists readily assented. The appointment was given out last night. But this morning comes a blank refusal from the Baptist authorities, refusing their church for the funeral services. Thus, the spirit of opposition is cropping out. These things show the spirit of opposition working in minds. This can but work against them and confirm those who embrace the truth. But what a work is there to be done to confirm those who have made so marked a change in their faith, and who have an entirely new experience to gain. I wish I could have remained a few days and helped Elder Canwright, but the Vermont meeting needs us there. We know not just what moves to make in the future. Stewart and Butler are having the greatest interest in Ohio. The people come in from 16 miles round, and they have 16 invitations to pitch tent in as many different localities. We feel like hovering near where God is working and where there are those who will hear and who will receive the truth. This is our earnest prayer, to be where we may be most effectual in bringing souls to the knowledge of the truth. Milton Station Campground. We rode yesterday afternoon until we came to Potsdam Junction. It was then dark. We then changed cars and were hoping for a sleeper. We were twice disappointed. First, in finding an ancient-looking affair attached to a long train of freight. The prospect was not very favorable, but we stepped on board, for it was our only chance. All the seats were lengthwise the car. I can give you no just idea of this antique-looking affair. We were disappointed not to find a good sleeper, a fine car of modern build. We thought things did not look promising. I had lodged in a nice house, but hard bed. No sleep for me. My hip trouble is such I cannot rest on hard bed. I had sick headache and had felt nearly discouraged in the afternoon. We had no porter. Conductor was porter, but he was a gentleman, and when he stooped down and picked up a little white shoe, turned it over curiously in his hand, and exclaimed, "Mercy on me!" Got off the train and left this. "Who?" we asked. "My wife. She has just left, and here is my baby's shoe." We felt quite assured that man had a tender heart. He kindly assured your father he could make us comfortable. We were not disappointed to find the best hair mattresses we had seen since we left Oakland. Thick, good mattresses. Then, in addition to this, he gave me fine pillows to lay upon the mattress. and I never had an easier bed in my life. I slept excellently well all night. We bought the upper berth that Mary and I might have plenty of opportunity to breathe. Mary has twice recently looked very pale and said she was pressed for breath. I feel some troubled about this matter. But I will close now, for Brother Hutchins goes to post office. Goodbye, dear precious children. God bless you, my children. Mother. Love to Blank, George, and Sister Rice, if she is with you.